You're listening to The Point. We're discussing inspiring and educating young artists. And now joining the conversation, Kevin Howard, who's the executive director of the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
All right. So we've heard Carl and Lynn both mention the Arts Foundation and your association with this program. But let's start with, what is the role of the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod?
Well, we're the regional arts organization for Barnstable County. And really, our mission is to support, promote, and strengthen arts and culture on Cape Cod. And it was delightful to be sitting here listening to all this, because it was like listening to one of my final reports for the grants that we give. So it's wonderful to hear what the impact of that money is really doing and how it's impacted these three students. And we couldn't have any better arts educators involved in this than Lynn and Carl. I think they do as much as anybody to really connect students with their artistic side. And, Carl is one of our past Arts Educators of the Year that we honor at the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod. And so just delighted.
So what does the Arts Foundation do to inspire young artists? You mentioned grants. Are there other things? Do you have certain programs?
We have a program running right now called Seeing the Light at the Kituat Center for the Arts. This is a winter art exhibit that we run around themes. We've had Making Waves and Wild Things. And we try to give a theme that the artist can really interpret in many, many ways. And we also curate the show so that we're showing different mediums so that really students can see the representation and the way that they can express themselves artistically in so many different ways. We have between 1,500 and 2,000 students from all over the Cape that'll be bused in, and they'll have a day of docent-led tour. And Carl was kind enough to spend a day training docents this year, so they were that much more informed and ready to take on that docent tour. And then they do a hands-on project. And then one of the artists comes in and actually talks to the students about their creative process.
Wow. There was, 452 submissions, 66 pieces were selected. So how's that selection process work?
We take eight artists and put them in a room, and we look at images for a very long time. But we're trying to look at what are we trying to get out of this exhibit? What is going to be the most impactful for the students? We actually hang the exhibit a foot lower than a normal exhibit would be hung to make it more accessible. Mm-hmm. And we partner with the Kituat Center for the Arts. I heard a lot about collaboration. And we're fortunate. I think all the arts organizations do a lot of collaborating here on the Cape. The Kituat Center has a different vibe than just a normal museum, as does PAM for that matter.
Sure,
And I think it's less intimidating for students coming in. And so it really creates a show that's unique.
You know, I don't know which school group this was, but somebody was telling me about a group of kids who came through Kituat Center for the Arts, and I don't even remember what exhibit it was, but this one kid raising his hand, constantly asking questions, what about this, what about that? And then, there's always somebody in the crowd like that, right, who's got a million questions. But at the end, the teacher had said to whoever, it might have even been David Keene who did, I can't remember who did the tour, but the teacher had said, you don't understand, he never raises his hand. Never.
Absolutely.
So it's really amazing how this can speak to kids.
And another, heartwarming stories out of this particular exhibit is we had a girl from Wellfleet, maybe 8 years old, who had come through the exhibit with her class, drove back home, went to her parents and said, we have to go back to Kituat. I have to show you this. Mm. And showed up at 6 o'clock when they were getting ready to, shut the doors. And please, can I show my family this this exhibit? And she was the docent. Mm. So just amazing stories and an amazing way to connect families.
Absolutely. If you'd like to join our conversation or you have a question for one of our guests, 866-999-4626. That's 866-999-4626. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org. You must, Lynn and Carl, see this all the time, how, art inspires and Lynn,
absolutely.
You talked about, I think, in the piece we had at the top about how these kids and their art inspire you.
Absolutely. What many people don't know is that my background is as an artist and a writer as well. So to see I have a passion for education, and it's incredibly moving to me to see, to provide the materials, the environment, and then to see where that goes, where young people take it. And having this experience of engaging in a variety of ways with creative writing, with just simply looking or sketching a piece, just and then deciding how that work is going to inspire something that you're making. It's so valuable, and there's so much, at least educators see this all the time. We know the value of this, right? How important it is for young people to be exposed to works of art, and what an amazing experience that is, and all of the gifts that we receive from participating in that process of looking closely, of discussing a work of art together. We're able to address aspects of the human condition that we may not be able to in any other circumstance. So, yes, there are many stories. I mean, people who know me know I can get a bit weepy, and that happens every time there's a curating program. There are always those moments where I'm looking at works of art or reading what students have written, and it's gorgeous work.
Yeah,
it's really gorgeous.
My students who participated in the PAM project will see a lot of artwork Friday when they go to the opening, not only their own but other professionals, but there's other galleries rimming the main gallery that they'll be exposed to their work too. But on Monday, we're hopping on a bus and going to the Gatuit Center for the Arts so that we can see the Arts Foundation show. So they'll have that experience. And one thing that Kevin did not mention was the fact that they'll have a hands-on experience too that'll relate to the show that's up. So
what's the hands-on experience?
They are taken through with an art teacher to do an arts project of their own that they'll take home with them.
Yeah. Kevin, what is happening, funding-wise? You know, we seem to have kind of come around the bend as far as the recession. And, you know, whenever we go into, a down economy,
The arts are the first to go.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, are we seeing that turning around a little bit? Because it's also, as we know, the arts is huge in our local economy here. It brings in a lot of money.
Yeah, I think, sadly, the paradigm did sort of shift in a semi-permanent way that people, companies and individuals stepped away a little bit from arts funding. It's starting to come back, but it still hasn't come back to where it was pre-recession. And just to talk to a minute to the dedication of these teachers, I spoke at a Cape and Islands Arts Educators Association meeting, and the question was posed, you were talking about the cost of supplies, how many art teachers come out of their own pockets, and almost the entire room raised their hand.
Yeah.
So the fact of the matter is all of these teachers do whatever they have to do to make it happen, to make these programs happen. And many times it comes out of their own pocket.
Right. I wonder, too, if you could speak to some of the talent, young talent we have here. I know you have some scholarship programs, and I was at a couple of these award ceremonies and where these kids performed, and I was blown away.
Yeah. Well, as you know, we had as part of our Pops by the Sea program, we have a T-shirt design contest, and we had a gal who placed 4 years in a row. She got a scholarship, and she's going to the Rhode Island School of Design now. But even in the show that we have running at the Gatuit Center for the Arts right now, there are two artists that are 115, 116 years old, and just amazing pieces.
Yeah.
So you just can imagine where that's going to go.
Yeah. All right, Hannah, one of the Hannahs, or Hannah Carlin or Hannah Andres, when you walk into an art exhibit, or museum or someplace like Gatuit Center for the Arts, do you walk away inspired? Do you go in there and go, oh, now I just want to go home and paint?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm inspired by almost anything. So, I mean, just seeing like texture or a certain color that I've never used before will inspire me.
Yeah, I definitely, when we're walking on there, we're all talking about, like, oh, I want to go home and paint now. It does really get you excited, and you get to see things that you hadn't maybe thought of before, so it really jumps you to do new things.
Yeah. I have a daughter who is artistic, and first time I brought her to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, you know, she couldn't wait to go home and paint. She's walking into every room with, I just want to go home and paint right now. So it's amazing. All right, so another initiative that's launching this spring is Art Cape Cod, so tell us about that.
Yes, we're very excited. This started as a grant from the Mass Cultural Council, and what we're trying to do is create a comprehensive website that will market all of the events on the Cape. By our estimation, there are 275 cultural organizations on the Cape producing about 3,000 events a year. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is have a one-stop shop for visitors and residents who want to make choices about where they want to spend their time in the arts. And with the opportunity of an online box office, so they can buy their tickets, plan their weekends, plan their summer vacations. And then the other beauty of this website will be that it will have an RSS feed, which means that the comprehensive calendar that'll have all these events can feed information out to media outlets all over the Cape and off Cape. Mm-hmm. So the limited resources that a lot of these cultural organizations have, for them to have to go to 20 websites to enter in all the, these mm-hmm. events, it really is time-consuming. And sadly, oftentimes, they're not able to even do it because they just don't have the resources.
Yeah.
The other thing that will make it great is for those organizations that are not able to sell online because they haven't gotten to that level of sophistication. They're still Xing off the seats on a piece of paper with a pencil and taking phone calls on their answering machine. This is going to give them an opportunity to sell their tickets online. Yeah.
And I think it's great for the consumer, too, because think about how confusing, you know, trying to figure out, and a lot of people do wait the last minute. What do you want to do tomorrow night? And you're visiting all these different websites, you're likely to miss that one thing that you really might want to see.
Right. And, yeah. And I think it will make the Cape a more manageable destination from that standpoint, mm-hmm. and also make us more globally competitive. Yeah. I mean, we are a well-known destination. And so people from all over the country, we've been all over the world, we've been doing the Arts Mobile Arts mm-hmm. app. That's been loaded in 12 languages, including wow. Mandarin.
Wow.
So, this is the world is shrinking.
Yeah.
And certainly we get a lot of international visitors here. And this is another way to make this easy.
Is there anybody else doing that? Are there other areas that are doing something like
there
this?
There are. We actually... part of how we got to where we are right now was through doing some partnering with Arts Boston. Mm. And there actually is a company called Artsopolis out of Silicon Valley that created the template. So the platform that we're going to be using is an established platform. And so it'll be tested, plug and play, no beta testing. That's mm-hmm. untrue. But this particular program is in about 40 communities, including more rural, not just cities.
Mm-hmm. So as far as young artists thinking, they give scholarships and grants and things, is all that on your website if people wanted to?
It is.
Yeah, so
it is.
And we'll put a link up on our website so that people can see that. I should also say we'll put a link up on our website because I believe the artwork is up on your website as well, right? Is that Pam's website that it's up on?
It's not up on the PAM website yet.
Okay. Well, whoever's website we have it on, I've lost it somewhere in front of me.
I'm
it was
pretty
here,
sure it should be on the Cultural Center.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we will put a link up on our website so that people can see that artwork. Okay. So Creative Collaborative Conference is coming
yes.
up next month. Tell us about that.
That is our professional day for everybody that works in the creative economy. So we're going to have... our keynote speaker is going to be Rob Orchard, who is the director of the arts for Emerson College. He has just created Arts Emerson. We're going to be talking a lot about branding and marketing. We've got a lot of tremendous speakers. And, of course, it's the only opportunity that we have all year long to honor the people who do such great work. So we have a Arts Educator Award, a Community Leadership Award, a Collaborative Project Award, and a Lifetime Achievement in the Arts Award. Mm-hmm. So it's a great day of professional development and celebration.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you? If I'm remembering correctly, there's usually some younger artists entertaining during that.
Absolutely. One of the things that the Arts Foundation tries to do is make opportunities for performances for students during our events. So whether it's our grants receptions or the Creative Collaborative, we always try to get student performances because I think it's important for them to have the opportunity and for us to appreciate what kind of talent we have here.
Right. And you mentioned the branding and marketing. That's a really key area that some artists, and Carl, I think you sort of alluded to that at some place. Some artists need some help. They're artistic people. They can create the art, but then that, how do you sell it? How do you price it? You know, what kind of collaborations do you want to be involved with? That sounds like that would be helpful to many artists.
Right, and they hear from people who are leading professionals in the industry. So they're really hearing what's on the cutting edge. And mm-hmm. and today, a lot of people are doing things with rebranding right here on the Cape, trying to reposition their organization, trying to get ready for the next century.
Mm-hmm.
So as like Pam entering their second century.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Lynn, what's coming up at Pam?
Oh, well, we just had some wonderful exhibitions open. We have a members open, which is always, I think, there's over 250 works of art of our artist members featured. We have a Fine Arts Work Center Fellows exhibition that recently opened. What else do we have? We have an exhibition called Couples that just opened on Friday. We have a timeline exhibition that's celebrating our centennial. We have a series of those that are going to be featured in our Moffitt Gallery. There's always something happening at PAM. You have to visit the website. We have a film series. We have gallery talks. We have year-round classes. You can talk with Grace Ryder O'Malley. We've got some wonderful classes that are being offered right now. And some are drop-in, some are, you don't have to make a long-term commitment. And then, of course, we have all of our programs for youth that are going on right now. So if you're interested, and we offer transportation from Harwich and up, you should give me a call. Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to talk to you.
All right. And I should take two of my favorite places, Provincetown Art Association Museum and Kituat Center for the Arts. And if you haven't visited, you really should. It's worth the drive to Provincetown. It's a lot. I mean, there's a lot going on there, even in the off season.
Yes, it's a great place to be.
Well, I'm looking for the whales. I have to stop in. And yeah, of course, Kituat Center for the Arts always has a lot of things going on as well.
And at Bonstable High School, we were just fortunate enough to get information yesterday that our students won 16 awards at Scholastic Art Awards this year.
Wow.
So we have 4 gold keys, 5 silver keys, and 6 honorable mentions. And some of the students are in this PAM show, too.
That's great.
And in April, we have our large fashion show coming up where we have our fashion design students parading their attire that they've created, and it attracts hundreds of people to the Bonstable High School Performing Arts Center. And in May, the seniors, the advanced students, and all seniors taking art at Bonstable High School will have a senior art show at the Gary Bond.
Wow, you got a lot going on over there, don't you?
We keep it going.
Actually, they're doing cutting-edge work on jobs in the creative economy, just beyond visual arts and dance, things like fashion design and graphic design. Amazing.
Art internships and so on.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. All right, less than a minute left. Kevin, you want to have the final word?
Sure, thank you. We just think it's important for everybody in the community to understand that art plays an important role in the character of where we live, and it's an important connection that we want to make with our youth. So any of the programs that you can support, this wonderful new curating program that has an endowment. More. We need more of those endowments. So,
yep. And, I neglected to say, I also love the Cultural Center of Cape Cod and Yarmouth. And they do, your head will spin how many different exhibitions they have been going on throughout the year. So pay them a visit, too.
Yes.
All right. Kevin Howard, Executive Director at the Arts Foundation. Carl Lopes, Department Head of the Art and Applied Technology Department at Barnstable High School. Lynn Stanley, Curator of Education at Provincetown Art Association and Museum. And our Barnstable High School seniors, Hannah Carlin, Annie Tamish, and Hannah Andres. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.
Amy Vins produces The Point, with assistance from Jenny Junker. The executive producer is Mindy Todd. Music by Benjamin Verdery and William Coulter. The Point is a production of the Cape and Islands NPR stations, a service of WGBH.